A left zero? How the heck do I say this? It doesn't matter because it sucks. You're going to love hearing this honest review. I'm making this because I want you to be wealthy and I don't want you to get wrecked by crappy altcoins. Bad news is almost every altcoin is a crappy altcoin. If 5 years ago you just bought Bitcoin, you'd be up significantly. Whereas even buying the top 10, top 25, top 100, you'd have lost. And God forbid you just bought into all the top 2,000. If you'd have put 200,000 into the top 2,000 coins in 2018, you'd be down 56%, not counting those that went to zero. Great stat from Invest Answers. So you need to know this before I show you a crypto review. This is a number you should keep in mind every day when you think about buying altcoins. Now, let's look at a left zero, because my question is, if I'm going to buy an altcoin, is it way better than anything else I could possibly buy? Is this one of the very limited exceptions out of a world of altcoins that suck and are universally startups, scams, Ponzi schemes, and money grabs? So far, looking at a left zero, I don't see anything that's that special. I would classify this as a well-intentioned startup with some good ideas, but I don't see anything in a left zero that leaves it to me as a fundamental change in technology that's really going to get adopted. I'm going to show you the charts. I'm going to show you the data to back this up and look even in the details of how they're doing this. In my initial analysis, I see nothing that says to me that, wow, this is going to be amazing. If we look at the chart is certainly down, but that's most altcoins. The chart is going to be down. It certainly could have a short-term pump, but I don't care about short-term pumps. Oh, what I really care about is, can I just put money in this and forget about it? And will I come back in a few years and have way more than I put in? Probably not with this one. Now, it certainly could pump in a bull market, but if you don't time the entrance and the exit on that, you're not going to make that much. Then you have to pay taxes on whatever you do make, and you're not going to build wealth by doing that. So it has been up as high as $3. It's now down to $1.16. This is a newer crypto. It has not had a full cycle yet, but the half-life of most cryptos is only 4 years. This didn't have great timing with when it launched, and I think this is going to have a weak bull market compared to a lot of these other more speculative cryptos. If we look at the website and see, well, what exactly is this? It says a left zero on their website is a layer one privacy enhancing blockchain, which automatically sets red flags off to me, because if I'm a government, one, I don't really like crypto that much to start with. And two, I really hate privacy enhancing cryptos. Privacy enhancing cryptos allow people to launder money, make it hard for me as an authoritarian government official to look at what people are doing with their money. And some of the harshest regulatory actions we've seen taken are against privacy enhancing blockchains. And whether it's the SEC going after and calling something like Dash a security because of its privacy enhancing properties, exchanges refusing to list privacy tokens, or exchanges removing privacy tokens that were listed, I don't want to be holding a privacy token. This is probably almost definitely going to be in the category of losers. One exception is if people are using this like crazy. So my question is, all right, well, let me look in and explore, see if people are using this. Right now on the Explorer, there's 58,000 holders. Now, if this had a $1 million market cap, I might speculate on it. Probably wouldn't speculate on it because I'm tired of speculating. But if you were a speculator and you wanted to just go for multipliers, 58,000 holders on a $1 million market cap, that might be all right. The problem is it's a 234 or 238, depending on how you count it, maybe even more than that. It's not a tiny market cap. This is a $265 million market cap. That's not a small crypto. That means that we expect more than a few 10,000 users on it, or 58,000 holders. And this is about to get worse too. Because look at this. 635 daily active accounts. It's a ghost town. This is a ghost town. This is why I no way I would buy this. I mean, look at the distribution too. You know, if you look up here, the whale accounts have 63% and the dolphins have 21%. You have almost nothing in the majority of accounts. And you've got a little bit in some of these, but this is a ghost town. A few hundred daily active users. If you do the math on how much that is per active user, $400,000 at the current market cap per active user. That's real bad. Why would I buy this when I could buy Solana? It's about 20,000 or so per daily active user. And I could, if Ethereum, I could buy Ethereum. And based on the amount of daily active users, it'd be a better deal or about the same deal, depending on what day it is, what the prices are and users are, for me to just buy something like Ethereum. Now, Ethereum, I have pretty low chances of losing my money. It's deflationary. This, several $100 million market cap, there's got to be constant sell pressure from the whales, from the team members, and who's going to buy this. I mean, to me, who's going to buy this is uneducated crypto investors who are speculating and are going to lose. So I don't want you to lose. I'm tired of seeing how much money you all lose on crypto. I have a coaching community. I talk with y'all. I see how much money you lose. I see how much time and energy you put into it just to lose. So if you want to ask me to review any crypto before you buy it, join that. Post it in my Discord server. Text me. I'm reviewing this today because one of the members said, will you review LF Zero? And look at this. LF Zero, this is the blocks right now. We're looking at the real blocks that are taking place on LF Zero. This is so bad. Look at these blocks. Now it's fast. Got 1 second blocks. One single event is the person who mined this or processed a transaction getting sent the reward, the block reward. There's literally nothing, not one single transaction until you go back a couple of minutes. Then there's one transaction. Here there were 8 transactions. The majority of the blocks are empty. Nothing is happening most of the time on LF Zero. This is a clear bad investment. Very clear. That, yeah, if I could grab this for a 99% off, 99.5% off, maybe I think about it. But as is, no way. And this has hundreds of thousands of Twitter followers, which to me looks like it was promoted or people followed in the bull market and forgot about it or whatever. They paid for it or got bots. The engagement is often not that good on their posts. You see this one here, 3,000 impressions on that in the last hour. That's okay, but out of hundreds of thousands of followers, the community is not that engaged. Where you've got more impressions on their tweets, almost as many impressions on some of their tweets as you have holders. This is a ghost town. It's privacy. I review a lot of cryptos and say a lot of cryptos suck. This is worse than usual. I don't even think this has a good bull market pump in it. I ripped on Paul's chain yesterday. That might at least 10 or 20x your money in the next bull market. This sucks. So I really appreciate you seeing why this sucks. This whole crypto reviews channel, and I put this on my podcast as well, is dedicated to talking about which cryptos you don't want to buy, which is most of them. And if you want to see which cryptos to buy, and if you want a quality crypto education, I have a Jerry Banfield crypto channel where I do more general education videos like this, where I talk about in detail the mistake you're making on crypto YouTube that's costing you a lot of time and energy, where I show my portfolio while I tell you what's new. And when you combine that with Jerry Banfield crypto reviews, I hope I'm giving you a lot of value each day on crypto YouTube. And for the best experience, would love for you to join us in the crypto coaching community. It's at the lowest price today it will ever be at again. I keep raising the price as more people join to make sure that I can keep up with serving the existing members. Thanks a lot for watching all the way to the end of the video. I love you. You're awesome. And I'll see you on another Jerry Banfield Crypto or Jerry Banfield Crypto Reviews video.